Es Chazar zu sich in Nishma, Sabach, ich es Kulschrag, aber Rami Yehuda. Es sagt, der Bruch ist da, Flamen Aleph. Bryce says, you can't go into Shemana Esrei after having straight from a Din Torah or straight from learning a complicated halacha, rather it has to have halacha psuka, so you can go in fully concentrating, with a clear mind. Gemara gives examples of what halacha psuka means. Bryce says, you can't daven while depressed, or while lazy, or from schoik, laughter, or from just sicha, just idle chatter, or just lightheadedness. Rather, it has to be done mitaych simcha shel mitzvah. A person shouldn't depart from a friend with even one of these attitudes. Rather, a person should always depart from his friend with a dvar halacha, which helps to remember that person later on as well. Bryce says, when davening, a person has to be mechaven es liboy lashamayim. Avashol darshens this from a pasuk as well. Bryce says, Rabbi Yehuda says, the minig of Rabbi Akiva was when he was davening betzibur, he would daven short so people shouldn't have to wait for him. But he was davening by himself, he would start in one corner, end up in another corner, because of all the bowings and things like that that he did during davening. Chiyav Abba learns from a pasuk in Daniel that one should daven in a place with windows. Looking up towards heaven helps one have kavana. We also learn from Daniel that a person should daven not all day straight, rather there should be three separate formal tefillahs that are done. We also learn that someone should face towards Yerushalayim when he's davening. From a pasuk in Tehillim, we learn that these three tefillahs are done one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and one in the evening. We learn from Chana that you shouldn't hear your voice as you're davening, you should daven quietly. We learn from the pasuk of L'shmaya El Harina V'yala Tefillah that one should first praise Hashem, and then tefillah, and then ask for his needs. Bryce says, you can't add tefillahs between Emes V'yatzev and Shemana Esrei, but after Shemana Esrei, you can add as much as you want of your own tefillahs, even like the Vidui of Yom Kippur. Rav Nuna says there are many great halachas, many important halachas, that we learn from the tefillah of Chana. We learn that a person must be mechaven in his heart towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learn that it can't be just thought, it actually has to be said out with the lips. We also learn that your voice can't be raised when you're davening. We also learn that a shikr, a drunk person, is usher to daven. Pasuk says that Eli confronted Chana and asked her why she was drunk and davening. Her beloved said, from here you see that if you see something wrong by somebody else, you have to tell them. Chana answered back that she was not drunk. Ula said that she was saying to him that you must not have Ruach HaKodesh if you think that I'm a drunk person. You don't realize this from the tzara that I have. Chana said, I did not drink wine or sheikhar. Rav Elazar says, from here you see that if you were suspected of something which you truly were not guilty of, you have to clear your name by telling the accuser that it's not true. Rav Elazar Darshan is another pasuk to teach that a shikr who davens is like he worshipped Avodah Zarah. Pasuk says that Eli then told Chana, L'chi l'sholayim. Rav Elazar says, from here you learn that someone who's choshed is chaveroi. He accuses them of something which choshed b'ksherim, that he has to, number one, ask mechila, and number two, you have to give him a bracha. Pasuk says that Chana referred to Hashem as Hashem Tzavokos. Rabbi Loza said, Chana was the first person to ever refer to Hashem with that name. And what she meant to say is, Eibishter, you have created so all your Tzavokos all around the universe, and you're unwilling to give me just one child. Pasuk says, in Ra'oi Tireh, in Chana's tefillah. Rabbi Loza says, Chana said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eibishter, if you're going to give me, if you're going to see my suffering, Ra'oi, and you give me a child, then good. If not, then Tira, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to be soiser with another man. I'll be a soita. They'll bring me to the Beis HaMikdash. They'll give me to drink the Mei Soita. But of course, I would not have been Mizana. And the Pasuk then says that when an innocent woman is given to drink the Mei Soita, the Pasuk says, V'niksa v'nizra o'zara. So you're going to be forced then to give me a child that way. Chana refers to herself three times in her tefillah as Amosecho. Rabbi Chanina says, these are lashon of misa, amasecha, even though amasecha means a maidservant. He darshens it to mean of misa, lashon of misa. Chana said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there are three things that bring on misa and ashas hakana for a woman. They're the mitzvahs of chala, anida, chala, and adlokas aner. I've never been over any of them, so why am I being treated like this? Chana asks that she be blessed with zera anoshim. Rav says that it means he should be a man among men, a unique man. Shmuel says it means that it should be a man who will anoint two kings, Shaul and David. Rabbi Yechanan says it means a man who is equal to two other people, meaning Moshe Aaron, like the pasuk says, Moshe Amichana v'shmei v'kodesh Moshe. Rabbanan says Zera Anosha means a man who is absorbed, is among other people, meaning he doesn't stand out. Like Rav Dimi explained, it means he shouldn't be too tall or too short, too thin or too fat, too dark or too light, too smart or too foolish. Chana tells Eli when she comes back after having Shmuel, she says, I am the woman who you stood next to when I was davening. Rabbi Shmuel Levi says, from over here you see that you're not allowed to sit within the four amas of someone who is davening. Chana said, Elhanar hazeth balalti, I daven for this child. Shmuel says, or Blazer says, that Shmuel was meir halacha lefnei rabbi, and therefore Eli wanted to have him killed, but he felt he was chayiv misa for that. Chana begged that he not do so, and Eli said, "But I'll daven, and you'll have even a greater son than this." And Chana said, "No, el hanar hazeh his palalti." Pasuk says that Chana was medaberes al libo, about her heart. Rabbi Lozer, in the name of Yosef Ben Zimmer, explained that she said, "Eibusha, you created everything in a person for a reason. And so these dadim that you created on me, why did you create them? You created them to nurse a child. If I don't have a child, why did you create them?" Rabbi Lozer, in the name of Yosef Ben Zimmer, also says, if someone is a fess on a Shabbos, he can get rid of a gzar din of 70 years. However, he will then have the avera of not having oinik Shabbos. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, he'll therefore have to have a fast after the fast to be mechaper for that, after Shabbos. Lozer says, Chana was somewhat chutzpitik towards Hashem, as the pasuk says, pal al Hashem. Lozer said, Eliyahu also did that when he blamed Hashem, that he's the reason why he gives the Yidin the ability to do averas because of the Yetzirah. The Eved later agreed to that by saying he's going to take away the Yetzirah after Mashiach.